Now, I don't know if you'll remember this. One of the things that Coke used to advertise was that Coke was the real thing. You remember that advert? It's the real thing. It seems they've had the same advert at Christmas time for 100 years, the one with Father Christmas and the big truck going through the snow. It's the real thing. Now, Coke might be the real thing when it comes to soft drinks. I don't know what your preference is. But in today's Bible reading, Jesus tells the people that he is the real thing. Now, these people had been following Jesus for a long time. And last week, we had the reading of the 5,000, the feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus had done this incredible miracle when people were hungry. He was able to feed them miraculously. Now, can you imagine, even in today's world, if 5,000 people gathered together and were miraculously fed, what incredible reaction there would be? And Jesus had to then go, and his disciples had to go to a place to find some peace and quiet. And these people who had been fed were really excited about what had happened. And they went and they eventually found Jesus and the disciples, and they're like, well, you know, you did this miracle. Come on. If you're the Son of God, you must be able to do something else. You must be able to do more. Who are you? And Jesus says to them, the only reason why you've come here looking for me is because I fed you last week. You had a really good meal last week. And this is the reason why you've come to find me now, because you want more. But actually, what you really need is the bread of heaven. And the people, some of them, didn't understand what he was saying and walked away, because he gave them what they needed, not what they thought they wanted. Now, in today's world, we have this constant, just as back then, this constant debate within ourselves between what we want and what we need. And faith is always a struggle between what we want and what we need. And Jesus' words come to us through the centuries in our reading this morning, where he says, I am the bread of life. You need the bread of heaven. And that's not always an answer we really want to hear, because, you know, we want it to be easy. We're a bit like that crowd. We want to go running to Jesus and say, well, give me some more food, some more loaves and fish, another miracle. I want to see that you are the Son of God. But actually, what Jesus is talking about is a faith journey that sometimes is not always clear. Sometimes we don't have perfect answers. Sometimes things aren't perfect, but we still believe. And we believe in the bread of heaven, Jesus. Now, this morning we do a wonderful thing in that we welcome two children into the church. And what these parents and godparents are doing is that they are saying that they are committing themselves to raise these children to know of the bread of heaven, to know of Jesus Christ. And they're making a commitment to raise these children with that knowledge. And so that's the promises that they're making. And the symbolism is also of the water. As we all come into God's kingdom through baptism, through the water, the mystery of the water upon us, and the holy oil, the sign of the cross, these things are eternal. These things go beyond what we feel we need in the everyday. Those things that pass away, Jesus is always, constantly, eternally with us. Now, some artists have taken that Coca-Cola idea and have taken the idea of Jesus, the real thing, a little further. And that's our next slide. Jesus, the real thing. Christ Jesus. And I challenge you all to look up John 4:14. Jesus, he is ultimately and completely the real thing. Amen.